Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Solana City Council adopted a resolution adding a temporary part-time records project assistant position and amending the fiscal 2023 authorized staffing table to reflect the change. There are several high-priority record management projects to move the records management program forward into a maintenance phase. It is estimated that a temporary part-time employee with the appropriate skills and knowledge would be able to complete these projects, working 12 to 18 hours per week over a six-month period. City Clerk Johnny Blankenship.
Records have been put on the back burner. We also implemented a new system, and the old records did not get fully put into the new system. And we also have not accomplished a training program for users of the new system. There's a need to complete the file index transition and to digitally archive older vital records.
Blankenship talks about the city's unique opportunity for hiring an experienced former employee.
We have a really unique opportunity here, and that is to bring Breck back as a subject matter expert, which she has already agreed to come back for a period of potentially up to 6 months, but starting with this fiscal year, for around 12 to 18 hours a week, to bring our records to a place where administrative assistants and Justin and I can keep them in a perfect condition moving forward.
The cost for the remainder of the fiscal year 2023 is estimated to be $13,000, and fiscal year 2024 cost will be proposed in the fiscal year 2024 biennial operating budget if deemed necessary. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game Division of Sportfish accepting public comment now through January 31st on its 2023 statewide stocking plan for sport fisheries. The division, with assistance from private nonprofit hatchery operators, plans to release approximately 7 million fish annually into the waters of Alaska over the next 5 years to benefit anglers. The plan outlines location, numbers, and size or life stage for each species of fish that are planned for stocking. Public input is important to the division as we finalize the statewide stocking plan for 2023, statewide stocking coordinator Summer Woods said. The division commits a significant portion of the annual budget towards stocking fish throughout the state. Hearing from anglers is a critical piece of the fisheries management process, and we welcome your comments on the plan. Only fish reared from the division's hatchery facilities and from private nonprofit hatcheries that work in cooperation with ADF&G to improve sport fisheries are included in this plan. The statewide stocking plan is available for review on the division's homepage. Hard copies are also available to review at the local fish and game offices. You can submit your comments and questions. You'll find a link at RadioKenai.com. Public comment period is open until 5 p.m. Tuesday, January 31st. Chugach National Forest Fire Management staff will conduct prescribed fire activities on forest lands near Quartz Creek, Crescent Creek, and Russian River campgrounds near Cooper Landing and near Hope Trailhead in Hope beginning in January. Prescribed burning of slash piles created as a result, ongoing spruce beetle mitigation, and hazardous fuels reduction projects is necessary to reduce wildfire potential and reduce wildfire severity if one were to occur. Approximately 200 acres are planned for hazardous fuels reduction activity in the winter and early spring of 2023. Forest Service personnel will closely monitor local environmental conditions and work with the National Weather Service to assess weather patterns most favorable for smoke dispersion, minimizing smoke impact to the public, fire management personnel, populated areas, and highway corridors. Some residual smoke could be persistent along the highway corridor in the late evenings and early mornings following prescribed burning activity. Motorists in these areas should exercise caution. For more on this story, visit our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.